In this bulletin, Australia's medical regulator approves the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine. Victoria wants to set up purpose-built quarantine centres away from Melbourne's CBD. And in sport, the first day of the Australian Open quarterfinals gets underway at Melbourne Park. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia's medical regulator has cleared the Oxford University AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use in Australia. The vaccine is effective for all ages, paving the way for all Australians to get the jab by the end of October. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians should have confidence in the vaccine.
The vaccine has met requirements for standards for safety, quality and efficacy and will be provided free to Australians. And it means that Australia now has two safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines available. Initial supply into Australia will be imported from overseas. And in the coming months, the AstraZeneca vaccine will be manufactured here in Australia. Our vaccination program is on track. Our vaccination program has the backing of Australia's best medical experts. And that means that we can proceed along the path that we have set out.
Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the vaccine for people aged over 18 and said the decision to immunise those aged over 65 should be made on a case-by-case basis. Frontline workers in Sydney's quarantine hotels and health workers will be the first to get the COVID-19 vaccine next week, as New South Wales marks 30 consecutive days with no local virus cases. Health Minister Greg Hunt has said that more than 240 aged care facilities will begin receiving vaccinations next week. Meanwhile, people from New South Wales can now travel freely to every state, including WA. Victoria is looking to introduce a new model of quarantine as an alternative to the hotel system in Melbourne's CBD. Premier Daniel Andrews says a senior group of officials is looking into new centres outside of the CBD.
We are actively pursuing and examining the construction of a purpose-built quarantine centre, a centre that would serve to replace in at least significant measure, maybe not entirely, but in significant part, the work of inner city hotels. This will be based in large part on the Howard Springs model. It would be a cabin style, village style environment.
Meanwhile, with two new local COVID cases in the state, Mr. Andrews says Victoria is well placed to end the lockdown tomorrow, but Victorians shouldn't expect a return to the previous COVID-19 normal conditions. The two local cases are close household contacts of a previously confirmed case linked to the Holiday Inn cluster, which now numbers 19. The other two are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has criticised Australia for stripping citizenship from a female citizen who left Australia to allegedly join IS. Ms. Ardern said the woman was a dual Australian and New Zealand national until Australia revoked her citizenship last year. Ms. Ardern spoke of her frustrations with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, saying New Zealand is frankly tired of having Australia export its problems.
I was then informed in the following year that Australia had unilaterally revoked the citizenship of the individual involved. You can imagine my response. Since that time, we have continually raised with Australia our view that their decision was wrong. We continue to raise that view. My concern, however, now is that we have a situation where someone is now detained with two small children. My focus is on resolving this issue with the best interests of the children in mind.
A woman and two children have been reportedly detained by Turkish officials for illegally entering the country from Syria, with Turkey claiming the woman is an IS terrorist with New Zealand citizenship. To sport now, and the first day of the Australian Open quarterfinals are in full swing. Last night, world number one Ash Barty marched towards the finals, concluding her fourth round win in straight sets with a 6-3, 6-4 victory over American Shelby Rogers. Barty clearly delighted to progress this far.
It's really exciting to be through to another quarter final. I think if you would have told me, you know, a few months ago when we were doing pre-season that this is the start to the year that we have, we'd absolutely take it with a massive smile on our face. So I think we come out here, we just have fun. Obviously, I've grown up on these plexi cushion courts and have played them for many, many years now, but I just love being at home. I love being in Australia, and I love being able to share it with all of my friends and family that are here as well.
Now, tomorrow's weather, mostly sunny in Perth, 28 degrees, Adelaide sunny and 36, more blue skies in Melbourne, 32, Hobart much the same, 28, Canberra partly cloudy, 24, a shower or two in Wollongong, 22, possible morning shower in Sydney, 26, Newcastle a possible shower, 25, Brisbane a shower or two, 28, Cairns showers, 29, and Darwin showers with a possible storm and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.